Just a few halachot in the laws of Yehud that we discussed previously, but we'll just make one point. Coming from the Sefer Minhat Ish, starting on page Resh Samech. The discussion over here is like this. If there's a situation of Yehud, for example, it happens sometimes you have a babysitter, a girl babysitter, that comes to babysit a child, a boy. So if the boy is already 9 years old, so there's going to be a problem of Yehud in this case, the babysitter to be alone in the house. So he writes over here, Kula, that if the parents went out, they gave the key or the combination of the house to a neighbor, and they tell the neighbor to periodically go in and check. Just walk in, you know, by surprise. So then already there's an inyan of mirtat. So everybody's scared now because they know that the neighbor has access. We're talking about where it's real access, where you can't lock the door from the inside, so the neighbor can't get in. So then anyway, that would be already a heter for the babysitter to be alone with the boy, but it has to be where the neighbor is actually going to spot check from time to time. And he writes over that this is a heter only in the day. However, at night, already you have to give the key to two neighbors, and because at night there's a bigger hashash of Yehud. The Maaseh, there would be another case that he discusses over here. Many times a person goes to the bank and he wants to go into his safe deposit box. So all those doors over there automatically lock in order to keep everything protected. So sometimes the lady from the bank, she brings you into that room over there and the door locks from behind. So at that point over there, it's an inyan of Yehud, unless somebody else in the bank has a key and goes in from time to time. And therefore there'd be an inyan of Mirtat, there'd be an inyan of, they're scared because they know somebody else can come in at any time. Furthermore, there would be a heter if there was an electronic eye that the people on the outside in the bank, security or other managers, are able to see what's going on behind those closed doors. And the person that's going in knows about it, knows that there's an electronic eye watching him. So then already he's scared, so therefore that would also resolve the issue of the Yehud. But if there's an electronic eye the other way, for example, where the people inside the vault are able to see what's going on outside, so therefore for sure it's Yehud, even if somebody has a key, because they already could monitor when the guy's going to come and open the door, because you can see what's going on the outside. So therefore one has to be concerned again, in this case over here. Now sometimes in these banks the door is see-through. Have a glass door, because they want everybody to see what's going on, they don't want to see anybody to steal. So therefore if it's a glass door where people can see through, obviously, so there would be no problem of Yehud, even if the door was locked. So again, the Maaseh is coming out with a few Hadushim. When it comes to the babysitter case, if it's in the day, give the combination or the key to a neighbor or to somebody else. They have to know about it, to know about it as well. Or if it's at night, two neighbors. And the case of the electronic eye, if there's a, for example, what happens sometimes in elevators, which we discussed in a different halakha yomi, where people are in an elevator a certain amount of time, more than a minute and a half, it could be an issue of Yehud. But certainly if there's video surveillance in the elevator, where security can see what's going on, so there's no problem of Yehud in that case as well. And that's the case of the bank, if there's security on the outside, or if one person has the key and comes in from time to time and it's known, then already that is resolved. Otherwise, one should be careful in these cases not to put himself in a halachic situation of problem.